All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. Oh, and who'd you get?
I got my own name.
Yourself? All right.
Yes.
There you go. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Back in the early 90s, a now famous movie was released. At the time, the American comedy received modest box office success, but not all the critics enjoyed the film. In fact, one critic from the Washington Post wrote, "This movie was okay, but it will never be designated a national film treasure by the Library of Congress."
Oh, that's quite the review.
Well, 13 years later, the film was actually selected by the National Film Preservation Board in the National Library of Congress.
Uh-oh.
Because it was deemed culturally and historically significant. What was the famous movie?
What year was it again?
It was the early 90s.
And it's an American comedy.
What's your first thought?
For some reason, my first thought, I don't think it was early 90s, my first thought was The Mask with Jim Carrey.
No, I'm going earlier than that. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Oh my God, my favorite movie of all time, you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I think that came out in 94?
Yeah, it would have been like 93, 94, I think.
And I will say on Dumb and Dumber, that is like the most quotable movie. Like if anybody's seen it, you know at least one quote from that movie. Like,
right.
It's a really good...
Well, even if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you know a quote from
right?
it.
Right, which would make it important to our culture, right, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay.
And historically significant because...
Oh, dang it, Jeff. He's right. Why would it be important to our history? So maybe
there was that whole scene about them landing on the moon, you know, where he sees that clipping.
We landed on the moon.
Like 30 years later.
Wow.
Okay, no, that's good. So then maybe it's a movie about American history, like The Patriot. Mel Gibson,
it's a comedy.
Dang it. Okay, hold on. I get distracted.
If it's historically significant, I feel like that means that it somehow bridged the gap between two people. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Rush Hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like something like that.
Rush Hour.
It's a comedy. It's considered a comedy.
What about, why am I spacing the name of it? Matthew McConaughey weed smoking movie.
You know, Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
read the question.
Maybe
one more
Friday.
Time, Jeff.
Back in the early 90s, a now famous movie was released, and one critic from the Washington Post said the movie was okay, but it will never be designated a national film treasure by the Library of Congress. 13 years later, the film was selected by the National Film Preservation Board in the National Library of Congress because it was deemed culturally and historically significant. What was the movie? Could it be that this is culturally and historically significant because people still refer to it all the time in their everyday speech?
Now you're throwing me off and you're doing
it
on purpose.
We're overthinking it. Dumb and Dumber.
I think it's Dumb and Dumber. You're trying to throw me off.
I like
Jeff.
It a lot.
In 1993, a very famous movie was released, and just 13 years later, the Library of Congress deemed it to be culturally and historically significant and preserved it in their archives. The reason is because the title alone resonated with the American public for years after its release. Soon, people were using the title of the film as a common term to describe a situation that seems to repeat itself over and over again, where you feel trapped in a time loop, talking about the 1993 comedy starring Bill Murray and Andy McBell, Groundhog Day.
Such a good movie, too.
Now people say Groundhog Day is a normal part of their everyday speech.
Yeah, I feel like it's Groundhog's Day, yeah. Oh my God.
You got the question wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear the Little Mermaid song, Under the Sea, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
All right.
I love this song.
Under the sea, darling, it's better, down where it's wetter, take it from me. Ouch.
Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. Today's show was produced by Steve Ungovernable Boyd and Jeff So Punishable DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.